been like for you so far? I mean, I don't think experiences.
Yeah, I mean, definitely been a great experience for me, and something I didn't expect, you know, just from waking up 5 o'clock in the morning, doing a lot of drug testing and getting straight off the plane and going to the hospital. I didn't think it was going to be something like this, and, but you know, it was a great experience, and I'm taking everything in, and I'm looking forward to Sunday.
What's the most important thing you want to show the scouts and GM when you get out there?
It's two things I want to show the scouts. You know, I want to show the scouts I'm a little strong. I'm going to do the definitely the 225 and, you know, the 40. And I got to do in that good in that area, so hopefully I clock a good time.
What are you hoping to run?
Anything under a 4.4. So, you know, I'm trying to definitely clock a 4.3, something or a 4.2.
What's the fastest you have run?
Back at Tom Shaw's, I think I clocked a 4.29.
What you measuring at?
Say it again.
What did you measure in it?
5'8", 174.
And size has never been a problem for you? Any team's concerned about that?
No, it definitely should be a problem. I haven't got hurt or missed a game in 8 years. So I think my durability should be pretty good. Say it again. I think it helped me a lot. You know, that's one of my specialties. You know, I really take pride in doing punt return and kick return. And, you know, a lot of teams looking for a type player who do multiple things on the field, and I think I'm that guy.
What about running back? You had a lot of success, obviously, against Oklahoma. Do you think you could do that in the NFL?
Definitely. I mean, I can't say I'm a linebacker at every play, but hopefully I give it down on third down and get a screen play or a couple plays up the middle, and I think I can get it done.
What's it like to have 572 yards in one game? I mean, were you tired after one game?
I mean, I was more excited than anything. You know, it was a big game. It was just Oklahoma, and it kind of reminded me of my high school days. You know, I came back and got 344 on them. But, you know, I just got to get all that to my linemen and my coaches believing in me. That was my first game I played running back that whole year. And I'm just glad how it went.
You know, you mentioned your high school days. Those were in Baltimore. Did you see something at some point?
You know, I seen a couple of mock drafts that said going to the Baltimore Ravens. You know, if it happened, that'd be a blessing. But, you know, I like to go anywhere that calls my name. And I hope I can get there and that'd be my team for a while. Yeah, I grew up as a Ravens fan, but I also like the Patriots, too.
Elon, is there somebody in the league today, like Percy Harvin or somebody that doing himself after?
Yeah, I got a couple guys, like you said, Percy Harvin, just because type of person, he's similar to me. And Wes Walker, we played for the same college coach, Dan Holgerson. And he kind of teach me some of the things he's doing. So I've seen a lot of film on him, so them two guys.
Tell
what I learned from him. I learned a lot. You know, Coach Holgerson, he run the spread offense, you know. So every play is always, you got two routes in each play that he gave, you know, depending on the coverage. So I learned a lot from him.
What was it like playing with Gino?
It means a lot. You know, Gino is a type of person. He got high expectations. So, you know, you got to raise to the ball. And he just make everybody else around him great. You know, certain things, he reading coverages or he see hots. He expect you to be there and know it's coming.
What do you think of this crop of receivers and who do you admire, obviously, aside from the
team? I've seen a lot of great wide receivers out there. And, you know, like you said, besides Stead, you know, Stead is definitely an underrated player, and I think he should be higher than what he are. But Keenan Allen, pretty good. I like Keenan Allen. That's one of the top players that stand out to me. Last time I did it, probably like 3 or 4 days ago, I did it 15 times. So, you know, hopefully I can do the same round at that number. March 15th, 1990.
He played the Longhorns this year. Kenny Vaccaro actually came down and covered you a lot. Played against you a lot throughout that game. What was your comment on the play?
Yeah, Kenny definitely a good player. You know, we had our good times on the field. And, a couple times he had good coverage on me, and a couple times I had made a couple catches on him. You know, he a smart player. He know where he need to be at each time. He not a player just going to let you freelance from the field. He know his landmarks, and that's how he going to play it.
How have you worked to get away from bigger corners, press coverage, that sort of thing, more physical
corners? Just my speed. You know, at the same time, I'm strong, too. A lot of people don't think that I'm that strong. And, you know, number one thing, just my speed. You know, how to set a play up, depending on when you watch film on them, their techniques, if they're inside, if they're outside. So just a lot of that, things like that.
Kayvon, do you think you're the best guy?
Racing-wise, I think if we all lined up, cross the line and raced, I think I'd come out on top. But, you know, I ain't really the type of 40 guy. I'm a game type guy. So I think that's how I think I'll win.
Kayvon, you
made a brief mention of Coach Wilkerson, himself a very fine wide receiver in his days. He made And he really prizes intelligence as a wide receiver. Talk about how much, when you line up there, what are some things you're looking for to make yourself more available to your quarterback?
He always preached, you know, you got to get to point A to point B fast as you can. You know, he never told me that he played wide receiver back in his day either. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he definitely preached point A to point B. You got to learn how to set him up as far as if it's linebacker on you or safety. So, you know, his expectations real high, too. So, you know, that's one thing I learned from Coach Holson. I think he'll definitely do good. He don't really need me instead. He just needs somebody that can get to point A to point B because he definitely won't deliver. He a smart player. He that type player. So only thing he needs is probably a line and some wide receivers that can get open, and he definitely can adjust.
Have you had a chance to visit with
Dolphins
yet?
No, sir. Is
it planned?
I don't have no names on the cards. It's just I got to show up, so I really don't know.
I imagine you've had a few.
You get tired of hearing people say he was only a couple inches taller than the top of this first round.
I mean, you know, I just got asked that in another interview I just had. You know, I mean, I don't really get tired of it. You know, I just take it and put it on my back. I mean, I've been a little guy my whole life, and I'm a little guy, but I play big. You know, so I like to be 2 inches taller, but you know, it just ain't happening. God ain't let it happen.
Hey, Mike, can you take us behind the scenes, like the next couple days for you, all the medical exams, the team interviews, working out? Walk us through how you're approaching this.
You know, it was something different. You know, a lot of things that happened here never happened in my whole life. As far as being there, they pulling on your arms and your knees and everything, trying to make sure everything's right. So it definitely was a different experience for me. And I'm just great that I'm here. And I'm glad I'm going through it. And I'm just going to soak everything up and hope everything go right.
How will you evaluate success walking away from Indianapolis? You'll know you succeeded if you won.
I set my goals high, you know. So if I come away and I lift that 15 times, I feel like I got a check mark on that. And just fall back down to the 40, you know. If anything in the 4-3 or lower than that, I think I did good.
You talked about Stephen being an underrated receiver. What are the things that you feel like make him somebody who should be getting high on their own?
I mean, just because it's film, you got to look at, you know, I played with him for 4 years, so I know what type of player he are. You know, great routes. I think he probably run top wide receivers in the nation. You know, me, I think he's number one route runner. You know, he teach me how to run my routes from the outside to the inside. You know, I just started playing wide receiver. So it's a lot of things Stead do, a lot of people don't give him credit for.
What are the things that, you know, how important is it, I guess, to you that you guys came in together in West Virginia and now you're
I mean, it's a wonderful feeling, you know, deep in the trenches, man, Stale's battling in practice. You know, every week, you know, he probably go for 2 touchdowns. 1 week, I'm going to go for a touchdown this week. So it definitely brought the best out of both of us. And I'm just glad I can go through with all my boys here, Joey Masson, Geno, and Stale. So I'm thankful for that.
What makes you such a dangerous player with the ball in your hands?
Just my vision. I mean, my vision and my quickness, you know. That's just one thing I use. Just because I ain't 2 more inches tall, I got to use what I got. So that's the number one thing.
What happened in the West Virginia season
last
year? It seemed unstoppable in the beginning, but not
I mean, we came out on fire. You know, we had a good games. We had a shootout with Baylor, 70 to 50-something. Then we went down there and beat Texas, and we had to go back down to Texas again, and it ain't really turned out how it's supposed to have been. But, you know, we took a 5-game losing streak. Our defense kind of struggled a lot. You know, teams was averaging 40 points on it, so it's kind of hard coming into a game knowing you can't make no mistakes. No, but like you say, mistakes are always going to happen. And we ain't really.
Gino lost confidence at some point this season?
No, I don't think Gino lost no confidence. You know, it kind of brought back down on us. I kind of think we still did our part on offense sometimes. You know, but eventually our team going to find out what we're doing. And then when Stead got hurt, they just doubled down on me. So it was a lot harder.
With the fact that some teams used more press man coverage, evidently later in the year, was out of practice.
Far as Stead, they did. Far as me, they kind of laid back off. You know, Kenny kind of was up a little bit, but a lot of teams really just had a man underneath and they doubled you over top.
Who are some slot guys in the NFL you look up to?
Wes Walker, that's the number one guy. You know, I see how Wes do it, and I watch a lot of tape of him. Not far as I think I'm a little quicker and faster than Wes, so I know if he can do it, I know I can do it too.
So much of your offense was a short passing, quick. Can Geno make throws
longer than that, consistent?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, him and Stan hooked up numerous times for a deep bomb. You know, as far as me, all my routes are based off of defense. If defense playing back, then I'm going to get a lot of quick routes. But then if they're playing up man-to-man, that's when I go down the field. So that's all I can say about me. But Stan and Geno, he definitely can throw a deep bomb.
Kayvon, there was a new test administered this year at the combine. Have you taken that yet, the new
aptitude
test?
No, I don't think I did yet.
You mentioned, obviously, that you turn into a running back anyway every time you catch the ball. I mean, you think like a running back still, you know, you're playing, you know, slot receiver, wide receiver. Do you think that that's something that will still keep in your game, even when you're playing wide receiver at the NFL level, where obviously you're going to be meeting, you know, the best and the biggest?
I mean, definitely, you know, I'm a smart player. You know, when I play running back my whole life, so I know kind of when you should get down or when you should run out of bounds or when it's time for you to lower your shoulder. So I've always been a smart runner, like you said. When I do catch the ball, I do turn into a running back. That's from punt return to kick return. You know, I look at it in all ways. I kind of knew I had vision since I was 7 years old. I played this game for a long time, and just no lie, every season I played from 7 all the way up to high school, I had a season under 22 touchdowns. So I think I always had it, and I'm just glad I'm here and I can show it.
So if you don't score 22 touchdowns next year, what do you
think? I mean, I ain't showed 22 touchdowns the whole year in college in 1 year, so, you know, that's when it slowed down for me.
In your mind, are you the best all-around player in this draft?
I think so. I think I'm the all-around best player in the draft.
Kayvon, what was the hardest thing about moving
from
running back to a receiver?
A lot of things. Reading coverages was the number one thing, and getting off the jam. I wasn't ever used to that because always handing the ball to me. So you got to watch out for a lot of things. You know, watch out for safety, trying to knock your head off and things like that. So it was a big difference. And even as far as catching the ball, you know, catching the ball in traffic and learning how to run a certain route on the certain depth on a certain route. So it's definitely a big change.
Who's your agent?
Joe Siegel.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kayvon.